Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, imemc.org, for Tuesday, August 26, 2008. The Israeli army continues to invade cities in the West Bank. Meanwhile, Israeli settlers attack Palestinians in Hebron. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A number of Israeli soldiers accompanied by at least 12 military vehicles invaded the West Bank city of Jenin. Soldiers deployed in the streets, shooting sound bombs and gunfire at random. Moreover, troops searched and ransacked a farmland, causing damages to storage shacks. Troops also set up roadblocks at the entrances of nearby villages. The reason behind this invasion is anonymous and no one was taken prisoner. In the West Bank city of Bethlehem, Israeli soldiers invaded the nearby Dehesha refugee camp. Soldiers positioned in different neighborhoods and ransacked the residence of Ahmed Tabeh. In the West Bank city of Hebron, a group of Israeli settlers, some of them armed, harassed Palestinian civilians. The settlers came from Kiryat Arba'a settlement in the city and in the occupied Al-Jabiri building. The settlers attacked houses and threw stones and glass bottles at houses, civilians and school children passing in Al-Lasara and Al-Jabiri neighborhoods. Settlers also assaulted members of the temporary international presence in Hebron, as they were called to document the settlers' assault, the sources reported. In a report prepared and published by Israeli Peace Now Group revealed that Israel is currently constructing 2,600 housing units for settlers in almost 1,000 buildings in several settlements in the occupied West Bank. The report indicated that 55% of these units are being constructed in the eastern side of the annexation wall and that they are being built close to Palestinian cities, including Ramallah and Bethlehem. On a separate issue, Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak will meet with the Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak in Alexandria to discuss Egypt's effort to broker a prisoner swap deal between Israel and Hamas, as reported by Haaretz newspaper. The main topics of discussion will include the truce with Hamas in the Gaza Strip and Egypt's role in restricting alleged arms smuggling into Gaza. Moreover, the U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice expressed belief that a peace deal between the Palestinians and the Israelis is possible this year, saying that she does not believe that Israeli government is intentionally expanding settlements in the West Bank. Rice's comments came during her visit to the region and meeting with the Israeli senior officials. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rula Shahwan and Hussein Kassis.